Swan showed me the palm of his free hand.
I'm just getting a lot of surprises here. Soulcatcher thought she was pretty solid on the company's survivors. But I have already run into 4 people who are known to be dead, including the world's ugliest wizard and that Nguyen Bo woman who acts like she's in charge.
One Eye growled.
Don't you go talking about Goblin that way. He's my pal. I'll have to stand up for him someday.
He snickered. Swan ignored him.
And you? That we had down as a man.
I shrugged. Not many knew, and it's not important. The dope with the eye patch and the smelly hat should have had sense enough not to mention it in front of an outsider. I glared. One Eye grinned, drew a card from the pile, discarded.
She is feisty, Swan. Smart, too. Design the plan that pulled you in. You started on another one, little girl.
Several. I think Sarah will want the Inspector General next, though.
Gokale? He can't tell us anything.
Say it's personal. Swan, you know anything about Gokale? He dabble in little girls like Perul Koji used to? One Eye gave me an evil look. Swan stared. My mess up this time. I had given something away. Too late to fuss about it. Well?
Actually, yes.
Swan was pale. He focused on his cards, having trouble keeping his hand steady.
Those 2 and several others in that office. Common interests brought them together. The Radisha doesn't know. She doesn't want to know.
He discarded out of turn. He had lost his zest for the game. I realized what the problem was. He thought my speaking freely meant I expected to elevate him to a higher plane before long. You're all right, Swan. Long as you behave. Long as you answer questions when you're asked. Hell, I got to save you. There's a bunch of guys buried under the glittering plane that want to talk to you about that when they get back. Might be interesting to watch him talk it over with Mergen.
They're still alive?
The idea seemed to stun him. Very alive, just frozen in time, and getting angrier by the minute.
I thought...
Great God! Shit!
Do not speak so in the name of God, Slink growled. Slink was Jaikuri Vedna too, and much less lapsed than I. He managed prayers at least once a day and temple several times a month. The local Vedna thought he was a Dejigoran refugee employed by Bondo Trang because he had done the Nguyen Bo favors during the siege there. Most of our brothers endured genuine employment and worked hard to resemble pillars of the local community. Swan swallowed, said,
You people ever eat? I ain't had nothing since yesterday.
We eat, I said, but not like you're used to. It's true what they say about Nguyen Bo. They don't eat anything but fish heads and rice, 8 days a week.
Fish will do right now. I'll save the bitching till my belly's full.
Slank, I said. We need to send a kill team down to Semki, to watch the Bodhi tree.